As we discussed in the previous lesson, a boosted post quickly turns an existing organic piece of content into a paid ad. Boosted posts are simple, effective ways to broaden your reach beyond your current audience. When you boost a post, again, the three things to keep in mind: who do you want to reach, what is your budget, and how long do you want to run your boost for? It's always best to boost posts that are doing well with organic reach, because this will allow you to maximize your budget while increasing engagement. Now, there's two ways of boosting your posts. The first way is to go to Insights and then go to Content. So you can see straight away, it gives you a whole list of posts that are doing well. So what you can do is, so you look for a post that is doing well with organic reach, and then simply hit the Boost Post button. Then the next thing you need to do is select your goal. So whether it's to get more messages, engagement, grow your customer base, more website visitors, or simply to get more calls. We're just going to say more calls. Because we've selected to get more calls, we only have the one option with the button. If you wanted to change that, let's just say get more engagement, the buttons would change. So you can either have it that there's no button, they can learn more, send a message, whatever the action is that you want them to take. Then the next thing you're going to do is select your audience. You should have set your custom audiences up by now. If you haven't, you can create new and set them up, but make sure that you save them with a name so you know exactly who it is that you're targeting. Once you've selected your audience, where you've got your locations and all the other demographics that you want, you make sure that your estimated audience size is quite specific. The next thing you're going to do is select the date that you want it to run for and the time. So for how long, whether it's 7 days, 14 days. Now there is a base limit you have to spend. So if you go under that, Facebook will jump up and down and say, no, you need to increase the budget. Once you've selected your date and your duration, then you will select your budget. So you can see here, it's $1.53 per day. Then the next thing that you have to do is select your Metapixel. Now, if this is the first time that you're doing this, then you can select your Metapixel, follow the prompts. There's a piece of code that you can email directly to the David Reed Homes web developer and ask them to put that on the website. If it's inactive, there is a way of going back in, and we will cover that in the next lesson. If you are going to run ads, it is imperative that you have your Metapixel set up and you have it on your website. It's simply just a piece of code. Facebook makes it very, very easy. The reason that you need that is so that Facebook can tell who has actually been coming to your website and track accordingly. Now, that's the first way of boosting. The second way of boosting a post is to go directly to your Facebook page, scroll down to a post that you think would do quite well, hit boost post, and then it's exactly the same. You follow the prompts, the same as what you did before. Decide the goal that you want, the button that you want, the length of time, and your budget, and hit boost now. So that's a simple way of boosting posts. In the next lesson, we will be stepping you through the Facebook Ads Manager.